Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Lanice, and I'm here with Doormat Days. Today on Doormat Days, I have a special guest. Her name is Tiffany. And let me just tell you a little bit about Tiffany. The reason I chose Tiffany for today's topic is because, you know, you have those people that you just feel like every time you talk to them, they just always make sense. Like, you just have a conversation with them. You don't have to talk to them every day, but every time you talk to them, they just always make sense. And Tiffany, every time I talk to her, she just always makes sense. She always drops wisdom on me. And so I brought her on today. Tiffany, tell everybody, hey.
Hello.
You want to tell them a little bit about yourself? You know, you like to write and whatnot.
Yeah, recent graduate, master's in fine arts and writing. Well worth everything that I went through just to get the graduation.
Originally,
Owensboro. 919. And I'm just glad to be here. Glad to support.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So what we're going to do here, today's game is going to be Would You Rather. All right. So Tiffany, would you rather have your 30-year-old body forever or would you rather have your 30-year-old mind forever?
Ooh. My 30-year-old mind? I'd rather have my 30-year-old body forever.
Okay, why?
Well, because it's harder to keep it up once you get older. But with that 30-year-old mind, I'll always be able to think for myself, be able to think quick. And with progression in life, I'll learn more. So keeping the 30-year-old body will probably be easier to maintain than the mind.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would rather have the 30-year-old body just because you don't know what you don't know, right? And so I got to learn more. I'm definitely trying to get more wisdom throughout the journey. I feel like I got a little bit, but I still feel like it's so much out there I still haven't learned yet. Right. Exactly. All right. So would you rather be rich or would you rather be in love?
I would rather be rich. Love don't pay to.
Hold on, I can't. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yeah, you said love don't pay the bills.
Hey, love don't pay the bills. You know,
that's right.
I know that might not be a very popular answer, but you know, love is always out here. Getting the money is always not. And
right.
Are we going to get it together or we not? I'm going to get it on my own. So I'd rather be rich.
Right. I ain't going to lie. I think I'd rather be rich too, honestly. Love just ain't ever guaranteed. It's like, it's not guaranteed. Even whenever you're in love, even if you guys love each other, you guys still going to do something to hurt each other. You know, that money's not going to hurt me.
Yeah, the money's never guaranteed. It can come today and leave tomorrow, but
yeah.
I do it right, I'll have it forever.
Right, girl, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got two more questions for you. Would you rather be the most intelligent person in the room or the most personal person in the room? Like the person that is more, you know, can speak to people easier, more outgoing, people are just naturally attracted to this person?
I'd rather be the most personable person because when you are personable, you can learn so much about people just by talking to them. So being the most intelligent, no. But no. Most personal. Right.
Okay. Great. All right. And number five is, would you rather always speak your mind, even whenever you would normally like bite your tongue because it would really hurt somebody's feelings, or would you rather just not ever speak again?
Speak my mind. Well,
like, you have to speak your mind, like, your mind.
That's a tough one because most people aren't always ready for the truth that you have for them. And you can only meet people where they are. So that's for the rest of my life, I'll probably go with speak my mind.
Okay.
I mean, it would not be easy. Because people will come and go and people will probably avoid you because of it, but I'd rather speak my mind.
Right. And then, like, we can actually tie speaking your mind into today's topic, because in order to set boundaries with, you know, just with people in general, you got to be able to speak your mind. Like, I have realized that that's the number one thing, the boundaries, because if you don't, if you're not yourself and you don't tell people how you really feel, they don't know any better. You know, they do what they want to do. So, okay, you want to share your story? Everybody has to share a story. So
are you ready? Doormat day. Okay. So I actually wrote up like a little short post on Instagram right before my 30th birthday. And it was a picture of me in the car. Like, I had my little hair did up some type of way. And I think it was like a tunic dress I was wearing. I don't know. But I just remember that day very clearly. I remember what I did that day, who I was with, how I was feeling, everything. And I was about to turn like a month or so to my 25th birthday.
I remember that post.
Yeah, it was like my 20, you know, getting ready, going to my 25th birthday. And I was in a relationship that was not good for me at all. And I had never been in a place where I would be so like in my feelings that I would not eat. Like how some people are emotional eaters. I wouldn't. And I just,
that's my problem too.
Yeah. So I just remember thinking right when I took that picture, I remember saying to myself, I'm going to take this picture and I'm going to look at it years from now. And I remember to myself, how I feel right now, I will never feel that way again. Like, I may go to something else that will hurt me, because, you know, being hurt is inevitable, but I would never feel this low again. And like I said, I was just in a relationship where it got to the point where he only called me when he needed something. And certain, like out of a week, I may never see him, but I may hear from him once. And this is from somebody who said they love me. And this went on for 2 years, you know, like it just, it was so much happening. It was like, it started out as like a little limp ball. Like you know, you see signs of things they may say, things they may do, and you think, you know, oh, they'll grow out of it or they'll change for you. Nobody will ever change for you. You know, they only change because they want to. It's something I had to. And it just kept, everything just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then finally it just became a boulder. And so from the months of like April to October, it was going at a rapid pace of like, God was literally showing me, okay, you see what he's doing? I'm putting, like, he literally put things in front of me that could not be
missed.
I couldn't miss it. There was no lie that could cover it up. It was right there plain in my face. And I just was not willing to accept it.
Right.
So it wasn't until maybe about that October, like between September, that we actually broke it off. That I actually said, you know what? I've had enough. I'm like, because I couldn't take it anymore. Like, I lost weight, dropped sizes like crazy, sizes I hadn't been in since middle school,
girl. So
it was a lot, you know. It was a lot for my mind, and it was, no woman should ever have to feel that way, you know. It wasn't anything physical, but mental is a powerful thing as well,
you know. It is, you know, so I'm sorry to cut you off, but I mean, I feel like the conversation might take a little turn a little bit, because what you just described is basically the exact same situation I just got out of. Like, you just described it to the T. So I now kind of just want to ask you, what is it that you learned from that situation? Like, how did that make you a better person?
It's a few things. So one of the things that I even told him that I would not do was after we broke up, I did not speak bad about him. Mm-hmm. Not one time. Now, if somebody asked me what happened, what did he do, you know, I would tell the truth. But as far as the whole, oh, he ain't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna curse, but yeah, he ain't shit or, mm-hmm. you know, he's a dog. I've never said anything like that about him. I've never talked down about him. Anything, anytime I mention his name, like it's always, well, I hope he's changed for the better. And I did that because I had to realize I was the one who put up with it for that long.
Right. He only
did what I allowed him to do. And for me to talk down about him after the fact would be no point because I was the one who stayed. Mm-hmm. You know, I was who had to learn that I was accepting it, you know, as mm-hmm. as love at the point. At that point, I also learned to speak my mind. Like,
you didn't speak your mind before that? Were you like timid before that?
What did I say, timid? I don't like arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to bring something up without the fear of having an argument. You know what I mean? Like,
So you would kind of bite your tongue.
I would bite my tongue a lot. I'm passive aggressive. I wouldn't speak. I would expect him to know exactly what's wrong with me because you know the actions you're doing. You know the lies that you're telling. I can feel it. I might mm-hmm. not know what I hate him, but you know.
You know better. I know you know better.
You know you know. So I'm just going to be silent until you tell your truth. And that doesn't work. That's stupid. Yeah. So I learned to speak my mind. Timing is also important.
Timing
is also important in speaking your mind because you don't want to do it too late, but you don't want to do it. I cannot do it right angry.
Mm-hmm. You know,
although your first reaction is more than likely the truth, it may not be for the best. You mm-hmm. know, you have to think, you have to take emotion out of it in order to have like an adult conversation sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So those were like the two biggest things that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And just okay. Knowing my worth pretty much.
Right. So how'd you use it to let it, like, how did you use that to motivate you? Like, what did it motivate you to do? Because every time the glow up is real. I'm glad they finally gave a name to the term because it really is real. Like, it's been going on for years. You know, people are glowing up. So how did you allow that to inspire your glow up? Like, what was your glow up? What did yours consist of?
A promotion.
Oh, wow. Okay. More money.
Actually, it's funny, like, I started the current position that I'm in now, I started in, like, November, mm-hmm. and we done, like, finished by September, so I just took it upon myself to do better, mm-hmm. because one of the things that happened, like, towards the end of our relationship, we were on the same phone plan, and he kicked me off, like no warning, no nothing. So I was just without a phone. And I mean, I'm new to the city. I was probably only here maybe a year or two. So me being without a phone at the time was like, what the hell? Like, and
yeah,
like I cannot depend. I should never be in a position where I'm dependent upon a man. Like, if he does this to me, I don't know what the hell to do. You know, it was like, okay, let me get this phone and let me just do me. Let me better myself. I'm cold. That's why I'm shaking.
Girl, me too.
Let me better myself. Let me do what I need to do because something that small as a phone allowed me to see and realize that if it was something much bigger, like an apartment
mm-hmm.
or a marriage, like I would be left out here not knowing what to do. And mm-hmm. no woman should ever be that way. Like ever, ever, ever not not to be able to do things on her own or know how to do it if somebody does that to her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I took those next 2 months and a position was coming up and I was like, you know what? I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the best things that happened to me at that time. So.
See, that's good. I'm trying to live my glow up right now with this whole Doormat Days podcast, girl. Trying.
You're doing well.
Right. But what do you think? Okay. So for someone out there that is probably living their Doormat Days right now, what emotion or feeling do you feel like you can connect with them on and tell them that it's not true or it's not real? Like, how did you feel in that time that you realized, you know, you'll get over it? Did I ask that right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out. It's that feeling that I would connect with other women when they're in that moment is more than likely their feeling of worthlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And when you allow somebody to treat you a certain way and they continue to do it and then they leave you high and dry, or they just, you know, it makes you feel like this is all you will ever have. It's all that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it's so not true.
Mm-hmm.
I remember feeling that way. And sometimes it will creep up because people, that feeling will, or that situation will always present itself again in other people. But as mm-hmm. soon as you see it and recognize it, you have to shut it down because you have to protect your mind. You have to raise your standards. You have to just realize all that you have within you and that's valuable. In order to not put yourself in that situation again. So that feeling of mm-hmm. worthlessness and not feeling like you'll ever find true love.
Right. And so how did you, because that feeling of worthlessness, like that's basically like the lowest point as far as confidence and self-esteem, like, it doesn't matter what people say. If that particular person that made you feel a certain type of way, if that person isn't giving you that value or, you know, those affirmations that you need, it feels bad, like you have no confidence. So what did you do to rebuild your confidence after you felt like that?
I stopped looking for other people to give it to me and I gave it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because it's two parts to that. You know, people only treat you the way you allow them to treat you. And mm-hmm. you can't, and you'll only receive, like, you can't expect people, you can't, how can I do this? Mm-mm. Trying to find happiness in somebody else will never make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find joy externally will never make you happy. It's all
mm-hmm.
you have to find it within yourself. You have to do different things. Doing affirmations, which is one of the biggest things that I have learned to do and speak to myself
mm-hmm.
Over the last few years, it's everything in you. It's not in other people. Other people heighten it, but no one can give you or steal your joy.
Mm-hmm.
It is solely up to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what helped me. I stopped looking at it in other people because people are flaky. People go like the wind. One day they south, one day they north, east or west.
Mm-hmm.
You can't depend on people for that. I mean, we would like to, especially when we see couples who are truly in love, we would like to believe that other person provides happiness for the other one. And most cases it does, but it starts with the individual.
Oh man. So how are you supposed to be happy by yourself though? How do you do that? How are you just happy by yourself?
You just make the decision to be happy. You do what makes you happy. You find out what makes you happy and you do it. Because you can't, if you're bored with yourself, other people are going to be bored with you.
That's true.
So you can't have fun by yourself. If you can't, you know, just be you and accept you, no one else is going to.
Right.
I mean, expect other people to. So being happy, and I mean, think of it this way. Would you rather be alone and happy, or would you rather be with somebody and unhappy?
Yeah, that's tough.
So, right. And more than time, you know, more than likely you're going to be alone. Find out what makes you happy and do it. Like, you know.
Right.
It's simple. It sounds... It's simple in saying and harder to do, but yeah,
I agree. I guess I think with me, what helps me is, I guess, also having hope for the future, like just knowing that it's got to be something better. Like, it's got, life has to, because there are people out here that really, I mean, not even throwing away the people that we know through social media. Like, I know some people in my real life that just seem genuinely happy with their life. And it's like, there's no difference, you know, in life. Everybody is out here struggling. If it's not financially, it's emotionally or mentally. Like, it's just,
all the time. But like I said, one of my good friends, he'll say, well, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Or sometimes I might say, I'm doing wonderful. I'm having a great day. And there's nothing like extraordinary has happened in the day, but I don't have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it a point that when I get up in the morning, you know, I put in my mind, I'm going to have a great day. I say my affirmations and I just have a great day. There are like moments in my day where, you know, not so good, not so favorable, but overall, I had a great day. I have great days. So it's all up to you.
Yes. Right. All right. So I guess let's talk a little bit about boundaries. Why would you say that you have to have boundaries from the very beginning? You can't let things slide.
You have to have boundaries because if you don't want to put up with it now, like, if you don't want to put up with something like a year, 2 years, 10 years from now, there's no reason to put up with it when you first meet somebody or, you know, you're learning each other. And it's good to say, look, I don't like that. I don't like what you said. You know, just whatever it is, it's better to say it then, because at least the person will know. And if they do it, it's like, it's either, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I forgot that you said you didn't like that, or it's, well, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it anyway. I already know what type of person you're dealing with. They don't care about you, your feelings, or your boundaries. So you have to make the decision on whether or not you want to continue having a relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it'll save you time. Like, when you really think about it, like, it'll just save you a lot of time. Like, you know what?
Plenty.
Because that's...
Yes.
Hold on. Yes. I couldn't hear you.
I said it saves you plenty of time. Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had to do that with some guy. And they thought I was joking. And it's like, well, look, I can show you better than I can tell you. And then there's no communication. Because if I tell you, like, and then you continue to do it, and not only do it, but mock me when I try to tell you, you know, I don't like it. Well, there's something wrong with you that you are not. Communicate, you can't, you know, it's something about you not being able to get in touch with your feelings. And that's not, you know, saying that they have to be oversensitive, but just realize I have my boundaries.
They're not self-aware.
They're not self-aware. So if you can't respect my boundaries, I had to tell somebody, you are disturbing my peace. I don't know what it is about you that you always have to argue. You always have to keep like a something negative going, like all the time, like bickering. Mm. You always have to do that. And I'm not with it. So I can't talk to you anymore. Mm-hmm. And they thought I was joking until I stopped responding.
And then it's like, I know that there's been some situations recently in my short dating life where it's just like, I can't reward poor behavior. Like, I've rewarded poor behavior in guys so much before that it's just like, I can't reward you. If I say I'm going to do something, like, I have to really do it, or else you're just going to really just realize you can just run all over me. You can just run all over me. And I'm tired of having track marks up and down my back. I got to stand up straight now, you know? So, yeah, it's definitely a time saver, and it definitely, you know, sets the tone for the relationship. It definitely does.
Absolutely.
Well, Tiff, do you have anything else you would like to say about boundaries? I think I got so much out of you today about more about toxic relationships, which I definitely touch on the podcast a lot. So I feel like you definitely gave us some great wisdom. But is there anything else on boundaries that you would like to share or tell someone out there that just doesn't know how to set boundaries for themselves?
In order to set boundaries, you have to be aware of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to realize that other people may come with boundaries as well that you have to respect. Mm-hmm. And it's not a one-sided situation. So whatever boundaries one person has, whatever boundaries you have, they are valuable, as well as the other person that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So it has to be a mutual respect. It just can't be one-sided. Like, I want to be careful with, especially women, like it's either an all or nothing type attitude, which can still be good, but also knowing that you have to not compromise, but flexible. Just know it's not just always about you, and you don't have to be lax on your boundaries, but just know that there's another way of looking at things.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. I really appreciate you today.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. Well, all right, y'all. That's Lanice with Doormat Days. And thank you again, Tiffany. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right. Peace.
Bye. Hold on one second.